Gaokao, the biggest exam in the lifetime of a Chinese student, is right around the corner. Gaokao exam takers, have you done the necessary work to get the good marks? Well, according to Lucy Parsons, academic coach who specializes in getting UK students ready for big exams, just published her book, The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take. She gives some good tips on the final countdown.
I think she just tried to give me a call, but I was like, Lucy, we got this covered.
Yeah, Lucy called you and trying to tell you that you should eat a healthy and nutritious meal, but don't do anything so special that might give you a bad outcome at the very last day. So keep it simple and as usual, and you should also try to get a good night's sleep, of course. And having a good night's sleep is crucial to helping your brain work its best, and you are properly prepared. You should believe that your biggest asset will be a high-performing, sleep-powered brain and good food, good sleep, everyday routine. But we know that tomorrow is going to be a big day in your life, but try to treat it as usual as possible. And after that, that will be the biggest day of your life.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff here and not a lot of time. So I'm going to say some of the things that I think in college, though you youngsters out there are doing something, I think, much more meaningful. I mean, this test is a big deal for you guys, and I feel for you. I want you to do well. So here's some tips from Ryan that's helped me. You know, I've had those moments where I felt like I've had a test that would make or break me in college. And I realized that just sitting there and studying all night was not the right decision. I came into the test tired. I forgot half of the stuff I studied. What I would tend to do is realize, okay, some things I'm strong at, and I would try to focus on the things I'm weak at. So that is, study the things that I'm weak at, and also take breaks. So I wouldn't study, you know, I'd study for, let's say, 5 hours. But in that 5 hours, I would take like 15-minute breaks to just give my brain like a second to like just chill out, you know? Imagine, have you ever lifted weights or ran? Like eventually you want to take a little bit of a break before you run more. Your brain is also a muscle or an organ. You need to give it a little sidebar attention. And then I think it absorbs information more deeply, but these kind of things have really helped me.
Exactly. And also, if you feel nervous or having a little bit anxiety problem, that's totally normal, because through all the 3 years in high school, a lot of people have been telling you how important is this test. Of course, it is important, but try to see it as a normal day. You're doing nothing different from what you have been done for at least for a year, all the tests. And actually, my youngest cousin, my baby sister, is out there taking the test this year tomorrow. So I say this to all the students out there, like what I will say to her, that be confident at yourself. You will do a great job.
Don't think of the anxiety. Just remember, you do that, you do the best you can, and that's all that matters.
Yes.
You're not competing against anyone but yourself. You do the best you can, and that is good enough.
Oh, that is good advice, actually, for every day in life, I feel.
Motivational.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. At least I'm going to take it that way. And
but you're not taking the Gaokao.
I am. I'm glad that I've
passed that point.
That point of my life. And I cannot overstress the importance of treating this day just like any normal day, any other day. Because I remember my dear father wanted to help me out so bad. And I love food. So my dad, he made sure to make this big pork knuckle. It's not the pork, the pig's feet. It's the knuckle. And 我吃定了. So that means I ate too much and to the point that I felt certainly, how to put it in kosher language, unwell. But I still managed to come out of my big exam in one piece.
Good.
And I think it was a good experience, even with the pork knuckle.